Locker room chats here on KNZA continue here tonight as we get you set for week three of high school football on Friday. We're joined now by Jeff West, football coach. That is Jeff Schwinn. It is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers are off to their best start in 6 years, 2-0, and another good win here to start, this time at Royal Valley last week, 35-20. Coach, congrats on the win and the start here this season. Take us back to last Friday, the win on the road. Your first two games have been on the road, so another impressive stat there. But specifically against the Panthers, what'd you like? What'd you see from your team in week two?
Appreciate it, Brandon. Yeah, it was a hard-fought game. We knew going into it, it was going to be a four-quarter fight. Kids played hard throughout the game. We obviously buried ourselves a little bit in that first half, but defensively really stuck with it. Played a very, very physical game on the defensive side of the ball, and we were put in the position to have a comeback win in the second half, and we did exactly that in the fourth quarter. And became fairly explosive defensively in the fourth quarter with a couple of tack-on touchdowns, so to speak. With some picks in the end. So very proud of our team and the way they responded to the adversity. I kind of considered that game a game of adversity and being able to come back from behind and really show our resilience.
Yeah, what really changed? You mentioned the slow start. Did you make certain adjustments at the half? Was it as simple as the guys just playing better and executing better? What was maybe difference between that first half and second half?
Yeah, the defense was rising up. They were getting some things going on the defensive side. Our special teams played really, really well and very consistent with Corbin Mayer kicking field goals. Had some explosiveness within our return game with Creighton Holman, and then we were able to connect on some things in that second half that we were able to see. Just getting back to what we do and executing. Being a little bit more of that zone running scheme that we worked on throughout the week last week, and then just taking what they gave us. But again, the kids definitely rose up and made plays when they needed to.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up special teams because, you know, certain coaches will certainly touch up on special teams at certain points, but you have to win in all three phases. There's no doubt about it. Just in general, in the first couple weeks, it seems like the special teams unit is essentially 2-0 as well. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Again, just going back to the kicking game as a whole, Corbin Mayer has done a great job not only on our PAT field goal, but also within our kicking game, kicking the ball deep last week, late in the ball game, and putting them in a position where they'd have to drive the whole field. So, yeah, our special teams have been doing a very solid job, and Coach Barr has done a great job, and all the coaches have in preparing them.
We're 2 weeks in, and it's hard to believe. It doesn't feel like much, but that is 25% of the regular season, so it goes by quick. What's one thing or two you're really positive or what you really like about your team through the first couple weeks? And despite being 2-0, and I'm sure you and your coaches probably have some things you want to work on, what's a thing or two you're really trying to improve upon, not just here against St. Mary's in week three, but moving forward the rest of the way?
Sure, and I think that's the approach that we take is just being 1-0 throughout each day, each week, and each ball game. And I think the kids have really bought into that and have taken that next step of maturity in everything. So we're just going to continue to work hard on the fundamentals, the details. We talk about details, and we have to continue to improve in those things. Being more fundamentally sound and executing better. But overall, you know, when you play with passion and fire like these kids have for the last 2 weeks, good things can happen.
Jeff West, football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. They got a tough one here. First home game here in 2025 for the Tigers. They get St. Mary's in Big East League play. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a couple more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. It's powered by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers are 2-0, coming off the big win against Royal Valley in comeback fashion, 35-20 a week ago. Coach, it's got to feel nice to finally get your first home game here on Friday night.
Most definitely. And one thing I got to say, too, is both of our road games, our fans and support has been great. And I want to thank everybody for that. But I do know that everybody's very excited about having our first home game. The town's buzzing. We're buzzing right now. We just have to make sure that we're staying locked in and doing the things that we need to do in preparation for this game coming up on Friday.
Yeah, St. Mary's comes calling, and a team that's certainly, you know, in the mix in terms of that kind of upper echelon of teams in the league, you know, at least coming into the year. And they come out hot. They shut out Perry LeCompton in week one, 28-0. Rossville's no joke. They look like a top-tier team in 1A, and they played a dandy of a game at home against the Bulldogs last week, but Rossville was able to get the win 40-34. Very good team. You get them at home. When you first put them on tape, what stands out about the Bears?
Well, first of all, they're well coached. Coach Marple does a great job over there. And, you know, they're going to be a physical team as well. I think every game that we play throughout the season in our league is going to be exactly that. They have some very, very talented young guys. Number seven really sticks out. Their running back. He's a guy that we're going to have to make sure that we're limited to big play, making sure that we're rallying to the football and putting some stings on him. So, but he's a very good player. And again, I mean, they're an explosive team. They've shown some explosiveness, and we're just going to have to make sure that we match that intensity.
Yeah, you mentioned their running back, Corleon Holes, all league from a year ago. He had 88 yards and a touchdown last week. They got a really good athlete on the outside, Killian McCann, very good wide receiver. He had four catches for 176 yards and a score. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback, Lane Smith, 222 yards and that touchdown to McCann. So they really, offensively, I guess we're being more specific here, but at least every level in terms of skill position players, they got someone you got to keep an eye on.
I absolutely agree, and that's something that we obviously have in our scouting report. They're top players that we need to do our best to bottle up and, you know, put our guys in the best position to do so.
Finally, Coach, just give us some keys, expectations. What is it going to take to get a win this Friday night, move your team to 3-0, and stay on that course at 1-0 every week?
Yeah, the 1-0 approach is exactly what we need to do. We need to start fast. One thing about these last two ball games, we've started a little slower than what we need to. We need to come out and be able to execute early on, put the ball in the end zone, and then defensively make sure that we're putting everybody that we can to the ball, you know, and trying to, you know, slow their running attack down and then their explosiveness in the passing game. So a lot of things to obviously take care of this week. And then special teams just continue to stay consistent. And, you know, flip the field and maybe create big plays in special teams as well.
Always good stuff. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us again, powered by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers off to their best start in 6 years. They are 2-0. They get their first home game here in 2025 on Friday night. Another massive Big East League showdown this time against the St. Mary's Bears. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck on Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.